This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at some things to avoid based on what we found in Malachi 2. I would like to camp on one item a little longer. Malachi confronts the people with the probing question in verse 10, why do we profane the covenant of our fathers by breaking faith with one another? A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. As believers, we are in a covenant relationship with God and with one another. When one of us breaks the faith covenant, it touches all who are in that covenantal relationship. Then he gets down to the issue he wants to focus on, breaking the marriage covenant with the wife of their youth. Worse still, getting married to someone who worships a false god. The second evil would not happen if the first evil was avoided. When a man and woman get married, God constitutes them one flesh. When believers get married, they are one in spirit as well. They belong to God. That is why the prophet says in verse 14, the Lord is acting as the witness between you and the wife of your youth. Because you have broken faith with her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant. This one flesh and spirit partnership was designed by God, according to verse 15, because he was seeking godly offspring. So guard yourself, he says, in your spirit, and do not break faith with the wife of your youth. The prophet sternly declares that God hates divorce, verse 16. The law of unintended consequences sets in when we break faith in our marriage covenant, and the pain it causes to all in the covenant of faith is devastating. More on this in our next visit. If you'd like to review this information, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.